Welcome to part 5 of our special musical production, Waymaker, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living.
And a highway will be there. It will be called the Way of Holiness. It will be for those who walk on that way.
What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him.
I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. No one will snatch them out of my hand.
Giving thanks to the Father, who has qualified you to share in the inheritance of the saints in the light. For he has rescued us from the dominion of darkness and brought us into the kingdom of the Son he loves.
You are here. I worship you. You are here. Men need every heart. I worship you. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness. God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle work, promise keep, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Everyone who drinks of this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks of the water that I will give him will never be thirsty again. The water that I give him will become in him a spring of water welling up to eternal life.
There was a woman at the well, ashamed to show her face. Living in the shadows of her past disgrace. But Jesus saw her heart, not just her shame, and offered living water in his holy. She ran to tell the town what she had found. A Savior who lifts up those beaten down. He makes a way when there seems to be no way. Through the darkness, through the doubt, through the pain. When the road ahead.
curse a tree. It seemed like death had won the victory. But 3 days later, early Sunday morn, the greatest way.
After experiencing God's waymaking in our own lives, something beautiful happens. We don't just receive His grace, we become conduits of it. We don't just witness His miracles, we participate in them. The one who made a way for us begins making ways through us to reach others. This is the heart of the Great Commission. Jesus didn't just save us to sit still, He saved us to be sent. Every believer becomes a waymaker in training, learning to partner with God and opening paths for others to find Him.
Saba, now that Jesus is my waymaker, what happens next?
Ah, now comes the beautiful part, dear one. Now you get to help make ways for others.
I don't think she understands what you mean.
Well, think about it. How did you come to know Jesus, dear? Through our conversations, through the stories we shared, through seeing God's love in our family. We became waymakers for you.
So now I can be a waymaker for someone else?
Exactly. Jesus told His disciples, "As the Father has sent me, I am sending you." Every person who follows Jesus becomes part of His way-making mission.
But we're not apostles. We can't perform miracles like they did.
Can't we? What about the miracle of kindness to a lonely neighbor? The miracle of forgiveness when someone hurts us? The miracle of hope shared with someone in despair?
We are the sent ones, called by His name, carriers of mercy, bearers of the flame, into the darkness, into the night, we take His love, we shine His light, now with grand gestures, our signs in the sky, but with gentle hearts and a hope.
Saba, what if I don't know what to say? What if I'm not good at explaining things like you are?
My dear child, you don't have to be a great teacher. You just have to be yourself, someone who knows Jesus and loves others.
Remember, it wasn't your grandfather's perfect words that drew you to Jesus. It was seeing God's love lived out in our family day after day.
That's right. Sometimes the greatest sermon is a life well lived. Sometimes the most powerful miracle is simply showing up when someone needs you.
So I can be a waymaker just by being kind.
Kindness, generosity, patience, forgiveness. These are all ways God makes paths into human hearts.
To be continued.